So I'm going to read this first, and then if you have a pen or piece of paper that you can do some writing on, jot some notes down, some thoughts, then do that, please. Do you want me to move or something, or? Okay. So after I read this, Pat Venatro is going to read it. Same thing. And then after Pat reads it, then John Adenauer is going to read it. We'll hear it in three different voices. It's, a conglomeration of all four Gospels, because each of them have a little something different to offer in terms of telling the story. I'm going to start with, the story begins with at the Last Supper. Then Jesus said to them, "This very night you will all fall away on account of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you, all of you, as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." But he replied, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Truly I tell you, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." After this, all the disciples said the same. After Jesus had spent a significant amount of time praying with them, they sang a psalm together and they left the upper room for the Mount of Olives in the Garden of Gethsemane. And there Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him to a more private spot in the garden, where he left them and went ahead to pray for a while. And he poured out his heart to his Father in heaven. His time in agonizing prayer was then cut short by Judas and the armed guards. Seizing him then, they led him away, and they took him to the house of the high priest. Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back and spoke to the servant girl on duty there and brought Peter in. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down with them. The servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "You also were with that Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said. And he got up and went out into the entryway. It was cold, and the servants and officials stood around a fire that they had made to keep warm. And Peter then was standing with them, warming himself. So they asked him, "Surely, you're one of them. You're a Galilean." But he began to call down curses and he swore to them, "I don't know this man that you're talking about." After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely, you are one of them. Your accent gives you away." Then he began to call down more curses and he swore to them, "I don't know the man." About an hour later, one of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him. "Certainly this fellow is with him. He's a Galilean. Didn't I see you in the garden?" And Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." And just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and he broke down and wept bitterly.
Then Jesus told them, "This very night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." But he replied, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death, for even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Truly, I tell you today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me 3 times. But Peter declared, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the other disciples said the same thing. After this, Jesus spent a significant amount of time praying with them. They sang a psalm together. Then they left the upper room for the Mount of Olives and the Garden of Gethsemane. There, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him to a more private spot in the garden where he left them to pray for him. While he went another 100 paces further to pour out his heart to his Father in heaven. His time in agonizing prayer was then cut short by Judas and the armed guards. Seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the servant girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "You also were with that Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it. "I don't know. I understand what you're talking about," he said. And he went out into the entryway. It was cold. The servants and officials stood around a fire. Peter was also standing with them, warming himself. And they asked him, "Surely, you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "But surely, you are one of them. Your accent gives you away." Then he began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know that man." About an hour later, one of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him. Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Didn't I see you with him in the garden? Peter replied, Man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned, looked straight at Peter. Peter remembered the word that God, the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside, and he broke down, and he wept bitterly.